You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A 29-year-old Florida felon fakes a fall injury in jail so he can be transferred to the hospital. Anthony Romine quickly escapes the jail hospital and heads toward Ohio, but he didn't make it very far. Cops find him 7 hours later hiding in the woods. A canine drags him out from under the brush, screaming for the dog to stop biting. The officers give the canine a special treat for taking a bite at a crime.
Nancy, Anthony Romine was originally arrested just over a month ago for petty theft, counterfeiting, and violating a pretrial release in a different case. Romine escaped from the hospital and was on foot for his brief taste of freedom. The police canine dragged Romine out of his hiding spot by his arm, from which Romine suffered minor injuries. An investigation into how Romine escaped is still ongoing.
Anthony Romine now adds felony escape and battery on a law enforcement officer without violence to his list of charges. A 17-year-old facing two felony mischief charges for causing a train derailment, Bennett, Nebraska. The derailment causes around $350,000 damage to the locomotives and rail cars. The teen, an avid railroad enthusiast, films himself tampering with the switches. The teen now charged in juvie court, though prosecutors seek to transfer the case to adult court. Security footage places him at the scene. Investigators examining his video equipment for evidence. His next court date is pending. I guess you could say he went off the rails. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, here's Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin with a troubling report from the U.S. Justice Department regarding the state of youth detention centers in Texas. With details, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
A scathing investigation has revealed widespread abuse, excessive use of pepper spray, and prolonged isolation of children within Texas Juvenile Justice Department facilities. According to the report released in recent days, these practices amount to violations of the constitutional rights of hundreds of young detainees. This alarming report follows a 3-year federal investigation into the alleged mistreatment and harsh conditions endured by the youth in these centers. U.S. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark highlighted that staff members engaged in sexual acts with minors, subjected children to isolation periods ranging from 17 to 22 hours, and used pepper spray on them. The report also pointed out a significant racial disparity, noting that approximately 80% of the children in these facilities are Black or Hispanic. In response, the Texas Juvenile Justice Department asserted its zero-tolerance policy towards abuse and neglect, emphasizing its cooperation with federal investigators during their site visit in 2022. However, attempts to obtain comments from Governor Greg Abbott's office were unsuccessful, although the office had previously indicated its willingness to cooperate with the federal inquiry. The report sheds light on severe mental health concerns, with instances of suicidal ideation and self-harm being overlooked and children being routinely punished instead of receiving proper treatment. This neglect violates the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, as noted by federal officials. While the Justice Department expressed a willingness to collaborate with Texas to rectify these issues, it did not rule out the possibility of federal litigation. This investigation into Texas's 5 juvenile facilities began in 2021 after advocates lodged a formal complaint. It revealed that around 900 youths are currently held in these understaffed and outdated centers, facing structural challenges and a lack of resources at both state and local levels. Advocates argue that judges and lawmakers need to explore alternative rehabilitation methods, emphasizing that the current conditions only serve to exacerbate the trauma experienced by these young individuals.
It's important to note that Texas is not alone in facing such scrutiny. Recently, a federal investigation was launched into Kentucky's youth detention centers, and lawsuits have been filed this year in Illinois, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and New Jersey, all alleging harsh treatment of incarcerated children.
Thanks, John. Keith Carlson, 30, last spoke to his sister and brother-in-law May 20. The next day, Carlson is spotted leaving his Tuttle, Oklahoma home. Later that day, his truck's found abandoned in the parking lot of a Wichita Mountain Wildlife Refuge. The truck's unlocked, missing a license plate, and contains only a pillow and blanket. Searches around the vehicle yield no clues, and Carlson's phone goes straight to voicemail. His family says he had no known connection to the wildlife refuge. He's not an outdoor person. Carlson, a white male, 5'9", 165 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes. If you have info, please contact Tuttle PD, 405-381-4467. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.